follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. I'm a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist. And over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are not quite familiar with personal branding, or perhaps you think branding is this sort of weird packaging or self-promotion or gimmicky kind of thing, let me tell you what I'm talking about when I say personal brand. So a personal brand, your personal brand, is your unique promise of value. It is your unique combination of strengths, values, passions, creative abilities, and imperfections all rolled up into one. And personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. So each week here on The Leader and the Muse, we discuss personal branding through the lens of my coaching program for leaders and entrepreneurs called Brand You. That's Brand Y-O-U, which stands for Brand Your Own Uniqueness. And it's a four-step coaching process that really helps you unearth, communicate, and leverage your authentic it factor in ways that drive success in business and in your personal life. So just a little aside before we jump into today's show, I was inspired to create this Brand You for Leaders and Entrepreneurs by a quote from William Aruda. And William Aruda is one of the godfathers of personal branding. And the quote says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." Now, I've certainly found that to be true in my own life, and many others, many of my clients have found that when they land in that sweet spot of their uniqueness, that's where they enjoy the greatest success. So today, we're going to be focused on the third and fourth steps of the Brand You program, which are Elevate, where we make your brand visible through your communications, your books, your white papers, your thought leadership, and Leverage, where we strategize how to get your brand out into the world in ways that expand your credibility and your influence. So that's where we'll be focusing today, and that's why I'm thrilled to have our guest today, Debbie Weil, the founder of Voxy Media and the author of the corporate blogging book, and she's also the creator of the Author Breakthrough, and we're going to talk all about that. So let me tell you a little bit about Debbie Weil before we bring her in. So Debbie is the founder, as I said, of Voxy Media, and she is an international speaker, author, veteran blogger, marketing strategist, and web pioneer. Debbie was named one of the most influential women in technology by Fast Company and a DC Top 100 Tech Titan by Washingtonian. Now, for the past 10 years, her company, WordBiz.com, has worked with clients such as GlaxoSmithKline, the American Camp Association, and many, many others. And her focus has been content and social media marketing, and specifically how to launch a successful corporate blog. Now, as an expert, Debbie has, and as the author of the corporate blogging book, Debbie has been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Fortune, Business Week, CNN.com, and The Guardian. And she recently founded Boxy Media to focus on ebooks and entrepreneurial publishing for business authors. Debbie's a Harvard grad. She holds an MBA from Georgetown University and an MA in journalism from the University of Wisconsin. And I am so thrilled to have Debbie on the show for the second time to talk about her amazing work with Boxy Media. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
I am so thrilled to have you, and I can't wait to jump in because we're going to be talking about your new coaching program called Author Breakthrough, and it's an incredible, incredible three-month program for business professionals who want to write and publish a stylish and professional ebook. So we're going to get all into that. But first, Debbie, you know my first question is always finding out a little bit about my guests, and I would love for you to share with the audience how you became Brand Debbie Weil. You have a huge brand, so how did you become Brand Debbie Weil? Walk us through that a little bit.
You know, Cheryl, it's such a great question because I find it easier to look at other people and say, oh, yeah, I can see exactly what your brand is and what your special sauce is. And it's always harder to do it for yourself, but I know we're supposed to be able to do this as part of sales. So my brand is, what makes me who I am is this complete obsession with the power of words and great writing. And because of my whole career online, the power of content marketing, which is all about writing, creating content as a way to, as you put it, elevate and leverage and showcase who you are and get it out there. But, you know, I made some notes here. What was I going to say that was more...
So, Debbie, definitely we get that your brand is all around words and language. I mean, your company is called, one of your companies is wordbiz.com. But what was your journey? Did you start off as a writer? Obviously, you went to college, you did an MA in journalism, but did you work as a writer? What was sort of your jobs and sort of life experiences leading up to founding Boxy Media and sort of where you are now?
Well, I was a journalist for several decades, a print reporter and editor before the web came along, if anyone can remember that far back. So that was very much the background that I came out of. Then when the early days of the web, in the early 1990s, if anyone can remember that far back, I got into online marketing. And so I basically came to the web first as a writer and then from the business side because I went back and got my MBA. It's like everything. I think things just evolve and you fall into one thing after another. I was just thinking about my career recently because my husband is a physician and just stopped practicing medicine after 31 years, and his career is very understandable because, you know, you go to medical school and training and then you open your office and you practice medicine, and he was a leading doctor. But like a lot of people, I've been what's called a creative entrepreneur. So there's been a lot of twists and turns and opportunities have opened up. And so, for example, in 2006, a top New York publisher tapped me, and that's how I ended up writing the corporate blogging book. And then from there, all sorts of really amazing things happened that kind of I made happen. So, for example, I decided I wanted to go on a speaking tour, but I didn't have any money. My publisher wasn't going to provide any money because that's the way it works when you're a lesser-known author. And I called up a leading New York a PR firm where I knew the CEO, and I said, hey, how would you like to underwrite my trip to China to talk about corporate blogging, and I would do a whole blog that features your company. It was Edelman. And the guy said, yeah, that's a great idea, because he was a blogger. So I guess, you know, if I could say anything, it's that being on your own as an entrepreneur is the most, it's terrifying, but it's also the most freeing thing because you can try anything, which you can't always do in a corporate setting. And the worst thing that can happen is it fails. And you have to keep reminding yourself of that. So that's, I feel, something that I've really built on and taken to heart. And the same thing goes for writing books, is that, you know, you try it. And if it doesn't work, you pivot and you try something else.
Right.
So that's
right.
How I came to launch Voxy Media, but you go ahead there.
No. So this is so exciting what you're saying, because, you know, there are two things that just really jumped out at me of what you just said. So one is that you were tapped by a New York publisher in 2006 to write write this book. And I presume that was your first book. Was
yes.
that your first book?
I mean, that was my first book. And like for a lot of people, writing a book had always been on my list, but mm-hmm. I'd never gotten around to it. And remember, I was writing the book in 2005. So that is, my God, that's almost a decade ago. And that really was before self-publishing was a viable option. At the time, self-publishing was more for, well, you know, if you're kind of a loser.
Mm-hmm.
So that really wasn't on the table. So this New York publisher came to me, and I found a literary agent and got a contract. And then, of course, frankly, writing the book, even though I had written for decades as a reporter and had written a blog for many years, was absolutely terrifying. It was just terrifying mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, how do you know it's right? How do you know it's good enough? But you just kind of do it. I mean, I always say to people, it was more painful than giving birth, and I've given birth three times. Actually, giving birth usually only takes, I don't know, 8, 12, maybe 20 hours if you're unlucky. Unfortunately, writing a book takes many, many months. Painful. So the pain there, the pain, the fear, the frustration, the kind of just... Writing is such an intimate act, and particularly if you're writing a book, trying to get your expertise and your message and your passion out into the world. And that's really what led me to found Voxy Media, which is both a publishing services company and a company that offers programs, writing programs for business authors, which is this realization that there's just so much fear and uncertainty around writing, and yet with the right tools, techniques, coaching, encouragement, you can do it. It is
right.
doable. And certainly to write a shorter book, because as I like to point out on my many websites, that no one reads more than the first two or three chapters of a business book anyway, so you don't need to write a 200-page business book.
Right.
Your book can be
right.
well under 100 pages, and your readers will be very satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Debbie, so interesting, a couple things here is your willingness to take risks, right? So you're tapped to write this book, you jump in, you're terrified, but you do it anyway. Then you decide you want to be a speaker and do you want to do a speaking tour, and you propose, you know, you just jump out there and propose to a company to underwrite your tour, and it's done. So what is it that enables you to, or pushes you, or drives you to take a risk that most people wouldn't take? Right? What do you think pushes you, drives you, and enables you to do that? And we have about 30 seconds before we need to go to break.
I think it's literally shutting my eyes and jumping, because mm-hmm. there isn't anything in particular. Because I am always terrified, but to do nothing it seems worse.
Mm-hmm.
To not do it, to not take the chance. So, I mean, honestly, I don't feel very brave. I struggle all the time with enough self-confidence. But if you just shut your eyes and jump off the cliff and, you know, just say you're jumping into the ocean below, you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not jumping to your death. Then it happens. There is no secret. I think the secret is to just do it.
Yeah. You absolutely have to just do it. And I think part of it's being a creative person. I think that is a piece of it. I think there's an element of the risk taker in most creative folks, you know, and because you're willing to leap out into the unknown just to even create something, right? And you trust that the ground will rise up to meet you when you make that leap. And it usually does, you know, it usually does. So great. So Debbie, we have to take a quick break. Today I'd like to recognize my sponsor, 123RF, a leading digital media library that is a premier destination for royalty-free images. If you go to 123RF.com, 123RF.com, and use the promo code 123RF, you will get some wonderful discounts on a wide variety of photos, vectors, footage, and audio files, and nearly 21 million creative works to choose from. So please go visit 123RF.com. And we will be right back with the Leader in the Muse. I'm Rasheryl McCrary. I'm talking to Debbie Weil, and we'll be right back.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Cheryl McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and you're listening to us on Voice America Business Channel. I am so thrilled today. I have Debbie Weil with me again, who I adore, and she's been on before, and I'm so glad to have you back, Debbie. And we're talking about, we're talking right before the break about Debbie's journey from being a journalist to being a founder of Voxy Media. We're going to get into Author Breakthrough, her new coaching program, in just a moment. But Debbie, one thing we were talking about right before the break is what gave you the courage to take risks, the risk of writing your first book, the risk of leaving your career as a journalist and becoming an entrepreneur, the risk to, you know, get a corporate sponsor for your first talking tour by just proposing it. So what really gave you the courage to do those things and take those kinds of risks?
You know, the answer may not be politically correct, but what it really was that I found my corporate career just soul suffocating. It just was, you know, the meetings and the emails, and I really reacted against it. And once I was outside the corporate structure, there was just something driving me to show that you could have an incredibly rich, rewarding work life. You don't have to have, senior manager or, vice president on your business card, which is what I, frankly, after I got my MBA, I was fixated on that for a while. But there's so much more out there. And depending, you know, you get so bound and into the corporate hierarchy that you can't really do what you're capable of. So once I was out of that setting, it was this incredible relief. And just the world kind of opened up. And I think that was part of the, okay, well, let's jump out of that box. Okay, now let's jump over this cliff. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it also sounds like there's more room for creating the kind of life and career you want when you step, you know, when you step outside of the corporate structures. And I do want to be clear that, you know, for some folks, being in a corporate structure and being an employee is their perfect right place. And there is nothing wrong with that. And there's no judgment associated with that. And there are some folks who are in that corporate environment who are feeling exactly what you said just now about being suffocated, exactly what I felt in the corporate environment, is that I couldn't be my fullest and best self and live to my greatest potential within that confine, within that box. And so having to find your way out of it is a great motivator. So Debbie, one thing I would love for you to share with the audience, and I've seen this surge in the last year to 18 months of lots of different people who will help you write a book and lots of folks who will help you get published and, you know, how to do Amazon Kindle and all these different, I mean, there's teleseminars, there's all kinds of coaches. So what differentiates you from the other folks out there who are hanging out their shingle saying they can help you write and publish a book? What differentiates you from the rest of the crowd?
Well, the first thing is I really do have the street cred of being an author of a full-length published business book, and having worked as a journalist, reporter, and editor for many, many years. But what differentiates me is that I'm a really tough editor. And the kind of business people and professionals I work with are looking for someone who will tell them like it is. Mm-hmm. They don't want to, oh, that's really nice, you know, you're going to write your little book and we're going to get it right up on a Kindle. So my differentiator really is that I am absolutely committed to a high-quality book. And I get into what I call the touchy-feely with my clients, you know, what's holding them back and writing strategy and so forth. But I also look with them at a book, you know, with a calculating business eye, and considering, you know, what is the cost and what's the reward of writing and publishing a short business book, and being very, very practical and realistic. How do you make it doable? I think that combination of being really rigorous, having a business approach to, you know, why you're going to write a book, because most business people that I work with are extremely busy, so they're doing this on top of everything else, and then how to make it doable is what makes me a little bit different. So, the authors I work with are writing about what I call serious, you know, business nonfiction topics, leadership, mm-hmm. marketing. One of my authors wrote about a new kind of insurance. This is not generally sort of just the general topic of how to make yourself a better person,
right?
Which is a good topic, but mm-hmm. but usually you can wind that into something else. So, I guess I'm tough. I mean, I went to Harvard. I've published a book with a New York publisher, and I know what's good and what isn't. And so, people who want that, I think, are attracted to working with me. And if you just want someone to say, "Oh, that's great," then you probably won't want to work with Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's real. I love the fact that it's sort of like you appeal to both sides of the brain, right? So that you can be rigorous, practical, logical, rational, you know, let's get it done, and also deal with the emotional, which I think, I think that when you're writing a book or starting or launching into any creative endeavor or any endeavor, you know, the emotional is a part of it, right? The fear comes up, the terror, the joy. I mean, all those things come up that impact your ability to get that project done, get that book done. So I love the fact that you address both sides of it, the practical and the emotional, because you need both in order to sort of inspire and motivate people to the finish line. So I love that about you, Debbie.
Let me jump in there, because you asked me about my journey and what motivated me. And again, I want to be really honest. I find writing very difficult. I find it painful. I have all sorts of fears. And that experience, that very profound experience, which is ongoing, of course, for me, is what has motivated me to launch Voxy Media and these writing programs, because I'm not coaching from a place of superiority, saying, oh, it's just really easy, you know, you just kind of do it. I don't think that at all. I think it's incredibly difficult. And so I like to go on a journey with my authors, because I know what the pain feels like. As both an editor and a writer myself, it makes it even more difficult, you know, if you are an editor. So I think there's that shared reality, and I, you know, touchy-feely kind of covers it, I think. But I think that's my approach, and it's very rewarding, because it's a very intense, intimate thing to really work with someone, you know, who wants to write and get their message out in the form of a book, even if it's a short book.
Right, Right. And so that brings us to really the focus of our program today, which is this incredible coaching program where you bring all of these skills to bear and all of what differentiates you into coaching someone or one-on-one over 3 months to help them create, complete, and publish on Amazon Kindle a polished and stylish business ebook. And so I love this entire concept of author breakthrough. And so will you say a little bit about the idea behind author breakthrough? And then we're gonna jump into some more details around sort of how the program works and that kind of thing.
Well, it's an outgrowth of another program I've run for a couple of years that I call kind of fondly beta author or beta author boost. And beta being the idea that in this new world of publishing, you, the author, are always in beta because you can write another book. You can actually rewrite your Kindle book and upload another version. It's all in beta. You just get out there and do it. But it was an 8-week program, and it really wasn't enough time for most busy professionals. So that's why I created Author Breakthrough, to allow a 3-month period and much more individualized attention to each author I work with, so that it is a purely individual program. It's not a group program. And that's where it came from. And it seems it just makes more sense for people that are very, very busy and are not going to get on Facebook, into a Facebook group, for example, which I had for Beta Author every other day, and tell people how they're feeling. The kind of authors I work with, they're just too busy to do that.
Mm-hmm. This sounds really wonderful. And so one of the things that I find really compelling about an ebook, and you know, I'm still, you know, holding out hope that I will have a window to jump into finishing my book. But one of the benefits some of the benefits of writing a book in terms of building your brand is that it really establishes you, you know, as a thought leader. And thereby increasing your value, increasing you know, the dollars you can charge for speaking or training gigs, and it really is a wonderful way to leverage your brand. And so I love the fact that you have now really created this program that meets the needs of really busy professionals. And in 3 months, I mean, literally, if someone starts this program with you in September this month, they can have a book on Amazon Kindle by before the end of the year. And that is amazing. So your audience is your audience or your the folks who do Author Breakthrough are busy professionals. And you indicate that there are three obstacles to really getting a book written. And that is, you know, how to start writing, what to write about, and then how to finish and publish it. So I thought what we'd do with our time, Debbie, and we actually have about 30 seconds to break, but I thought what we'd do with the rest of our time is just give a little bit of a practical tip around, you know, how to get started writing, what to write about, how to decide that or structure it, and then how to finish and publish it. Some really practical little tips that listeners can employ, and then we'll tell them where to find you. So that's how we'll spend the rest of our time together. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Do you want me to
good.
Jump in with one tip before the break?
Yeah, if you have a 10-second tip before the break on how to start. So how do you even get started writing? What's one thing that listeners could do to get started writing something?
All right, well, we will explain this further, but the first thing to do is you have to find that intersection between your passion and your message, what you want to write about, and what your readers want to read, what they will find useful, and what will resonate with them. You've got to find that intersection.
Excellent. So with that tip, we'll come back, we'll drill down into it, but we're going to take a short break. This is Cheryl McCrary, your host of Leader in the Muse. I am speaking with my guest, Debbie Weil. She is the founder of Voxy Media and Author Breakthrough. And today's show is sponsored by 123RF. And please visit their website, 123RF.com. We will be right back after the break.
When it comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and I'm so glad to have you back with us. We are speaking with Debbie Wild, the founder of Voxy Media. She's a journalist. She's a best-selling, award-winning writer and author, and she's also an amazing, amazing coach. She has a program called Author Breakthrough, which you need to find out about right away, and we'll tell you how to find out all about that. And right before the break, Debbie was talking about one of the biggest challenges to writing a book and finishing a book is just figuring out how to start. I mean, where do you start? And Debbie gave us a great setup and thing to think about in terms of the place to start is at the intersection of your passion, what you're passionate about, and what your readers, what your audience wants, what they need, the problem they need you to solve. So, Debbie, will you say a little bit more about that how to start piece, how to get to that intersection?
You know, it's interesting. It's like most of writing a book, it's what I call an iterative process, which is you try it, and then you revise it, and then you revise it. And one way, one little shortcut is to practice saying to anyone who comes down the street or a colleague, I'm writing a book about X, and then pause and see what the reaction is. And if their eyes actually kind of light up and they go, oh, well, tell me more, or how does that work? You know you're onto something. If they go, oh, that's nice, you're probably not onto something, or right. Else you're just not saying it right. So mm-hmm. One thing is to just, it's like, try and come up with an elevator speech that that you can literally practice out loud, and that makes people say, tell me more, or why is that? And then another thing you can do, of course, is to write down your elevator speech and pretend that you're writing the marketing copy on your Amazon Kindle page. Now, this is a book about six ways to approach leadership that something. Again, always when you're talking, it's always about what does the reader want? What results can you get for the reader?
Mm-hmm.
So we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, how to come up with a killer title, because the killer title should promise this result. It should promise this change for your reader. You can't just you just can't call it leadership.
Right.
How great is that?
Right.
Because that doesn't ask any questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. And you help with the you help with the titling. I mean, not only starting the book, but coming up with the killer title and all that stuff is part of your process.
We dig into that. Absolutely.
That is great. So this is really interesting. So you're thinking, you know, the way you have us think about how to start is very similar to I had a guest on a few weeks ago, a consultant named Chatham Sullivan, who wrote a book called The Clarity Principle. And one of the things he says in that book is that a business should solve a problem. You know, he talks about your business is the answer to a problem in the marketplace, a great business. And it sounds like the same thing is true for a book, right? That it should be answering a problem, solving a problem for your readers. And something that you're also passionate about. And I think sometimes authors or would-be authors or folks who are dreaming of being an author think about, oh, I just love this topic and I want to, you know, this is what I want to write about without thinking about the audience. And does this solve a problem for the audience? Will they be interested? So I love your tip about, you know, telling people, I'm planning to write a book on this or doing your little elevator pitch about your book and see what kind of response you get. That's brilliant. That's a brilliant tip.
And you know, and let me expand on that a little bit, which is that you can do that. You should try it. But another piece of the kind of three steps is the sort of how to start, which is thinking about what's your goal for the book, who is your audience, what problem can you solve for your audience. That is kind of step one, how to start. Step two is how to find your best book idea and organize it. Mm. And for a lot of people, they have a kind of an idea that they come with, but we need to spend time, and this is what we do together when I'm coaching writers, is really kind of like an onion, unpeeling what really is their most compelling idea. What angle is unusual or different will really grab the reader and pique their interest and solve a problem. And so we have to peel the onion first sometimes before you can actually get to that perfectly crafted elevator speech. And because, as you know, if we're talking business books, we're talking marketing, sales, leadership, strategy, and there's thousands and thousands of books on that. So, you know, how is yours different? And usually professionals have deep, deep experience, and they have a point of view. So one of the things I do very clearly with people is say, okay, look, you know, your business book is going to, your book is going to be short, but it's going to contain three things, three important sort of pieces. And one is what I call memoir. Mm. The second, and then I'll explain these. And the second is manifesto. And the third is how to. So memoir, manifesto, how to. And the memoir piece is this piece that comes out of your personal journey or experience. It's kind of really revealing a little bit of who you are and why you care about this topic. And sometimes it means, you know, sharing that you something, that, you know, you had a problem with something and then you solved it. That's always very sort of uplifting. But it's sharing something that's really personal. And then the manifesto piece means you have a point of view. So you're not just writing about leadership. You have a point of view about leadership. And then the how-to piece, that's why it's a business book, is in some ways showing, telling people, you know, here are 10 steps or here are 7 steps to make a change so you can become a better leader. So
great.
I find that's a really useful kind of way to think in your mind, you know, okay, what is this book going to do? What are the pieces? Now, there's no one way to put those pieces together. So that's another thing we talk about. Well, how can we organize this?
Right.
I can talk a little bit more about that if you want, but you go ahead.
No, this is, I just think this is really wonderful to think about, because when you, and I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking about really wonderful business books I've read, and most of them do have, the ones that work the best have these three elements. This sort of personal, you know, why the author has skin in the game, you know, what's their personal journey around this topic, what's their point of view about it, which is shaped by their journey, and then, you know, really because they've walked through this, sort of walking us through step by step the how-tos of achieving whatever it is. And and as I'm just thinking that a lot of the great business books that really appeal to me have those elements. And so I just think that's really wonderful. So memoir, manifesto, and how to are really sort of the organizing principles, Debbie, of of that first part around, you know, how to, or second step around how to organize or come up with your topic and then organize it. Is that correct?
It is. I would say it's not an organizing principle per se. It's more okay. like, you know, you've got this stew that's going to be your book, and the three major ingredients are memoir,
okay.
personal, manifesto, which is point of view, and the how-to. But organizing a business book is a very, very interesting, how to organize it. It's a very interesting challenge. And so one of the things I work with people, my clients, and say is, look, we can't do this anymore. I used to say, go to the bookstore. You don't have to buy all the books, but pull out business books that you really like. You know, whether it's The Go-Giver by Bob Berg or Built to Sell. There's a very interesting one. It's a novella by John Warlow. There's just tons. And look at the table of contents and see how they're organizing the book. So that's just a sort of a thing you can do. I call it productively procrastinating, because you're not actually writing when you're doing it, but it's really important to do it. But there are, if you think about it, and I've developed kind of a list of ways you can organize a business book that makes it doable. And I'll give you a couple. One is, don't try and organize it so it has a perfect beginning, middle, and ending. Go back to, for example, your blog, which you may have been writing for years, and think about making your ebook a series of essays.
Mm.
Linked in some way. Now, maybe there's three or five themes and you write an introduction, but don't force yourself to make it go from, you know, point A to point Z in a perfect order. And I can tell you about an author I work with recently, a wonderful guy, incredibly good writer, a very successful entrepreneur. He'd been CEO of a software company and had left himself to try some new things. And he wanted to write a handbook, as he called it, for how to run an online business, particularly focused on web designers, because web designers often start out as freelancers, as, you know, as a single person, a one-person company. And he wanted to write about how do you move from this one-person company as you get more and more successful to running a web design development company. And he had all these neat sort of little stories and so on, but he couldn't figure out his structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally said to him, okay, stop. You don't need a structure. Now, I've read your blog going back a couple of years, and I know he'd also been writing separately as part of the program outside his blog. I said, why do you need a structure? Take 10, 20, 30, probably, you know, more like 30 blog posts and put them together. Just literally put them in a Word document, print them out, and just look. And I bet you could easily find 3 to 5 themes, even like sort of like subtitles. That's your book. So a very, very, you know, we talk about the 3 months. If you want to make it a doable project, you do have to make it doable.
Right.
So that's
right.
One organizing principle. Another is
right.
that.
So Debbie, and we need to actually jump to a break really quickly. So
Take
a quick break, and then we're going to come right back. So this is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and we are heading off into a break, and we will be right back on Voice America Business Channel.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscriptions. subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123 RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochero McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse, and you are listening to us on Voice America Business Channel. So today I have the lovely Debbie Weil with us. She is the founder of Voxy Media. She has a fantastic new coaching program called Author Breakthrough. That's what we're talking about. And Debbie, if listeners are interested in Author Breakthrough, how can they find you?
The easiest way is to go to author-breakthrough, B-R-E-A-K-T-H-R-O-U-G-H, author-breakthrough.com. You can also go to my site, voxymedia.com, and you'll see all sorts of links and little images that will take you to Author Breakthrough. But if you want to go there right now, go to author-breakthrough.com where you can learn more.
Great. And when does the program start, Debbie? When does your coaching?
Well, it's an individualized program. So it is this fall, but it's 3 months. So it starts when you start. And you'd asked me a few minutes ago what during the break, you know, what's included. So it's six intense sessions with me over a three-month period. Again, it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly, you know, a certain week that you do the sessions. And the sessions are either me reviewing your manuscript, that counts as a session, or us talking very intensively on the phone about next steps or clearing away roadblocks or talking about your marketing or launching strategy. And so at the end of the 3 months, the idea is you have a completed draft or mostly completed draft that you can then hand over to an editor. We've agreed on a killer title that you can commission a cover because you have to have the final title for the cover. And that, honestly, that probably takes, to be very realistic, that takes another month. So the 3 months is a realistic length of time to figure out your book idea, write it, organize it, get that, what we all like to call the shitty first draft, done. And then from there, it's what I call logistics, working with an editor to help you polish it and correct it, working with a proofreader, getting a cover design, which is absolutely essential for publishing on Amazon Kindle so it catches people's eyes, and getting that title. Because even after we have worked on your book for 3 months and you've poured your heart and soul into it and I've urged you on and helped you and given you feedback and direction, you know how this works, Rochelle. People go to Amazon and they see the cover of the book and they see the title. They can't see really what's inside it. And that's how they decide whether to buy your ebook. So we talk about that a lot because there are ways to make that as compelling as possible, the title and the cover.
Great, great. So just so we're clear, just so that audiences are clear, this is Author Breakthrough is a 3 month coaching program, and Debbie is an amazing coach and cheerleader, and she will be on your team, and she will work with you one on one to get your book from idea to writing to organizing it to finishing it to getting it on Amazon Kindle with all of the accoutrement, you know, the title, the cover, and getting your book published over this 3 month period. So it sounds like there's a lot of work involved, but it's absolutely possible in 3 months to have a book that's published and on Amazon.
Well, the work with me is 3 months. It'll probably take a little more time because I'm not a cover designer. I wish I could
okay.
be.
Okay.
And to get it formatted, again, I call those logistics. They're very, I have great people that I work with that do that. So that takes another, I mean, you just have to be realistic. That takes another, you know, 4 weeks, depending on people's vacation schedules and whatever. But the work, the intense work that I do with authors can be done in 3 months. And if we set a deadline together, you take me on your team, really, as chief collaborator, supporter, tough love editor. I also say like a provocateur because I'll ask you hard questions. But you add me to your team so you're not writing alone, because that's what's so hard. That's what is both, it's hard and it's so easy to put it aside.
Great.
Take me on your team and we agree on the deadline, we will get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it's sort of almost like the fun part, getting a really cool cover design and making sure we have a killer title and getting it. It's just literally a matter of formatting. It's a different file format than Word that you put up on Kindle. But, I mean, I don't do that. I have people, terrific people that do that.
Right, right.
I send
right.
my authors to.
Okay, so basically when we work with you, we'll have a manuscript. And then it has to. You know, there are other things technically that need to be done to actually get it on Kindle. But anyone working with you in this program will have their manuscript completed in 3 months.
That's the idea, and that is what differentiates me, because I don't know if you've been on Amazon lately, but you can find probably 2 dozen e-books with titles like How to Write a Book in a Weekend
right.
and Make $1 million the Next Week. And, Cheryl, I'm here to tell you that is not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work for most people. You can get something really, really schlocky up, but not something that would be representative of your brand, that would fulfill
right.
your business goals of leveraging your brand.
Right, right.
So the writing part, it turns out, actually is the hardest part, and that's the part that seems to get ignored by the fact that it is in fact, technically very easy to take a Word document and turn it into the right .mobi file format and get it up onto Amazon Kindle. That is easy. That is easy. But the writing something that's really valuable and useful, and again, that will promote your brand and bring you the business results you want, that is actually more difficult, and that's what I help people with.
Great. Good. So, really quickly, we only have a few more minutes until we actually close out this segment, Debbie. But we talked a little bit about, you know, you help them, your clients organize books, and you've given a great tip about that. And then you help us, you know, help your clients figure out, you know, what do I actually write? So can you give an example, just a very, very brief example of when they're in the writing process, what it might be like to work with you, what you might be helping your clients do in the actual writing process, just a quick example?
Sure. So, first of all, it's a very imperfect process. So someone has gotten a chunk of writing done, and they share it with me. And I'm very gentle and very positive, because I know how difficult it is to share something when you feel like it's your first draft and it's not what you want it to be. So what I do is I zoom up to a 30,000-foot level and say, you know, this is a great start, but have you considered X? Or what about this hole here? Or have you thought about flipping the whole thing around? So are you sure that your message is how to become a great leader? Maybe it's, for example, I'm working with a writer right now who wants to write about an inspirational workplace, how to make your workplace inspirational. But she's written a story, this marvelous story about a young project manager who becomes a great leader. And so I keep saying to her, you know, isn't your book about how to become a leader? So there's all sorts of things that seem obvious but are not. And when you're mm-hmm. very close to it, you can't see them. So what I do is, in a very gentle, directive, specific way, I say, well, you know, try it this way, or just keep going. And, you know, frankly, that's what people want to hear. They want
right.
to know that someone is on their team and someone cares and someone's looked at it. Because if it just stays on your hard drive and you're typing along, it's very lonely and it's very hard to make progress.
Great. So, Debbie, it sounds like you're giving real-time feedback, positive feedback, but also with your journalist background, your experience as a world-class author and as an editor, that you're also able to give very constructive feedback and feedback that's going to really help get that book to the level that your clients will be proud of and that represents their brand really well.
Throw a lot of very specific writing tools at you, as in, you know, create a daily writing practice and just
mm-hmm.
write something.
Yeah.
You know, break the dam. You know, here are some writing tools. Here are some books to read. Some very specific resources that are that just help you move forward and that are inspiring and help you be more productive.
That is great.
Debbie, we only have
a few more seconds of this episode. I wish we had more time, but please let everyone know, where can they find you if they want to sign up for Author Breakthrough? Where should they go? Please tell us.
They should go to author-breakthrough.com, and you'll see there, it's very, you can't miss it, a link to sign up for a free 20-minute consult with me, a free 20-minute session where you can tell me about your book and I can give you feedback and you can decide if we're fit to work together. That's so author-breakthrough.com, or just go to voxymedia.com. Definitely sign up for my free e-newsletter, and you can also get to author-breakthrough.com from there. But again, sign up for my free e-newsletter. So this is very individual one-to-one, so take advantage of the 20-minute session. There are several available upcoming, I think about six. And go for it. I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, great. And Debbie, and folks can start right now. I mean, they can get started with you this month.
They can get started right away. And it's not a moment too soon if we're going to get something done by the end of 2013. It's perfect time.
Okay, excellent. So Debbie Weil, you can find out all about Author Breakthrough at author-breakthrough.com. So check it out, or go to voxymedia.com and learn more about Debbie and all the incredible programs she offers. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I encourage everyone to run to Debbie's website, write a book. You can get one done by the end of the year, and you want Debbie on your team to get that done. Thank you so much, Debbie Weil, for being with us. And let us know what happened. Maybe you can let us know what happens with some of your authors, and we can feature some of them on upcoming shows.
That's a great idea. I'd love to do that, Rachel. Thank you so much. This is so much fun.
Oh, great. Thank you. And this is Rachel McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. And I have to thank my sponsor, 123RF.com. Please go and take a look at the incredible, incredible multimedia images and creative works that they have available there at really flexible pricing options. That's 123RF.com, and use the promo code 123RF. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Rachel McCrary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.